Thank you, Madam President. I'm reading an abridged version of the German statement, and we will supply the full version in writing. I would like to welcome you to the 13th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to the Protocol on Explosive Remnants of War, and assure you of Germany's full cooperation in your stewardship of the conference. Germany aligns itself with a statement of the European Union. Germany, on a voluntary basis, has been providing bilateral assistance to both high contracting parties and non-high contracting parties to Protocol 5 for the clearance of explosive remnants of war, regardless of their type and origin. We have also been contributing to risk education programs for the civilian population and for the care and rehabilitation and social and economic reintegration of victims of explosive remnants of war. In 2019, Germany allocated, as of now, more than 36 million euros for this purpose. In addition to Germany's bilateral assistance, financial contributions are made through the United Nations, the European Union, the OSCE, and other relevant international organizations. Last year, 12 countries and territories benefited from Germany's bilateral assistance programs. While handling and storage of explosive ordnance are in general regulated by national policies and procedures, Germany fully supports the UN Safeguard Guide to International Ammunition Technical Guidelines, the IATG. On her land territory, including internal waters, Germany is affected by existing explosive remnants of war as defined in Article 2, Clause 5 of this protocol. In dealing with this legacy from World War II, Germany takes its own necessary, effective, and immediate measures of clearance, removal, destruction, and precaution. In closing, Madam Chair, I would like to recall the start of the Group of Governmental Experts on Ammunition, scheduled, I suspect, for January 2020. The key substantive issues that were identified during the extensive informal consultative progress undertaken by several players are safety and security concerns, the need for enhanced focus on the latter, and the lack of a dedicated international framework to address relevant matters of ammunition. Germany is hoping that this GGE will come up with proposals to tackle these challenges. The GGE will as well affect the work of Protocol 5 as it could potentially reduce ERW. Madam President, we look forward to a fruitful exchange in support of the effective implementation of Protocol 5. I thank you very much.